Hello, you're listening to the Music Podcast. My name is Nick, and today we are going to talk about vinyl records. There are different sizes. There are 7, 10, and 12-inch. The 7, 10, and 12-inch. The 12-inch is usually your normal size record. Your 7-inch is usually your 45, and the 10-inch is usually like in between. So there's all different sizes. There's even one that's, I think it's 16-inch, that normal people don't have. It's made for like radio shows. But the one thing I find pretty cool about records is that you get this form that you actually have to put down on a record player and then flip it for the other part of the album. But you also get really cool artwork that you don't get with CDs or MP3s. You get these really cool artwork that you can actually take, frame it up, put it on your wall, do like whatever you want. But I have like some of mine are like, I have the Queen, News of the World, I have Paul McCartney, I have the Beatles, I have Wings, I have Aerosmith. Yeah, I collect a lot of records, but there's all different kinds, and there's even new records coming out today that are in some actual stores. Like, I have my Ed Sheeran on vinyl and other bands on vinyl, and they also last a really, really, really long time. There's even EDM on vinyl, like Daft Punk. I have a Daft Punk record on vinyl. Yeah, you can go on to like different websites and buy the vinyl. I sometimes go into the thrift stores and find them. Like, recently I picked up a 45, which is 2 songs, which is a single, and it's Every Breath You Take by The Police. That's Every Breath You Take by The Police. Yeah, like, you just go into, like, thrift stores and buy. The most expensive vinyl I ever paid for was over $200-$300. And it was for the Rolling Stones album with the zipper. Sticky Fingers. I have Neil Diamond. I have Loverboy. I have all these different vinyls. And you can go out and pick them up. There's so many different kinds of music on vinyl these days. There's new ones, there's ones that are only a limited time release that are from like Urban Outfitters. But there are some really, really great Facebook auctions. When I say Facebook auctions, I mean groups that are dedicated to just selling vinyl records, and they have live auctions. That's where I've got some of mine, where other people go in there and they start selling their things, and then you go and bid for it and see if you win. I've gotten a couple from online auctions. And then just walk around, go to your FYE. If you have in one of your malls, FYE is a great place. They sell tons of music stuff, CDs, DVDs, vinyl records. Vinyl, to me, is one of the coolest platforms because you can have a whole lot of different kinds of music. I have from rock to pop to country to EDM to reggae. I have Sublime, Greatest Hits on All. Walmart has a great actual selection of vinyl records. So does Barnes & Noble. They're everywhere nowadays. It's like vinyl is really coming back, or is back. So many new artists are releasing stuff. It's even cooler, I think, when you go into a thrift store and you're digging through them and you find that one song, or that one song on a 45 that you really like, or that album that really likes, but you have to open if it's used and not new. You have to open it to see on the inside if it's scratched up. Because if it's scratched up, you don't want it, or you may want it because it may play. But you got to check out those deep scratches, because you don't want to hear like. I don't know. Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney and it's looping one part over and over and over and over again. So, oh yeah, and if you're going to buy records and have a big collection of them, I recommend going on the internet and buying sleeves, outer sleeves for them. It protects the artwork, it protects them all. The outer sleeves are the best. I even have them for my little 45s, because some of the 45s that even have picture sleeves, so it will protect the artwork, and 20 years from now the artwork will still look great, and you'll appreciate it because it won't get ruined. I even have the Monkees on vinyl. There's all different kinds of songs and music. It just depends on what you want to listen to. Vinyl has been around for like ever. Ask your parents if they have some hidden somewhere in their house. If you could take them out and listen to them. Have your parents show you a video on YouTube of vinyl records. Really get into the vinyl. Vinyl is pretty cool. They take up a lot of space, but I like going through my collection. I have 128 vinyl records. That's 45s. That is actual albums. This has been a music podcast talking about vinyl records. I recommend you guys going out and getting some. Get yourself a turntable too. Just go out and get some. Go get, like, you can get rock, pop, hip hop, jazz, blues, country. Get them all. There's all different genres, whatever you like. You might like some old school rap, you might like some new. I even saw one time Jazzy Jazz and the French Prince on vinyl one time in the local thrift shop. And sometimes you can get them really, really cheap. Like, you can get it up to like $10, or you can get them up to like $5 or $6. You just gotta make sure they're good enough to play. You might still get those pops and cracks, but yeah, there might be some good ones out there that you might like. My name is Nick. This has been a music podcast, and thank you. Good day, good night, wherever you're in the world. See ya.